Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much indeed, Chair. I'd like to bid the delegation welcome. It is my hope that this dialogue will take place in a spirit of good understanding and in the understanding that the overall aim of this dialogue is to ensure the full implementation of the ICCPR in Hong Kong, China. I will be focusing on issues 13 and 14, treatment of foreigners, including migrants, refugees and asylum seekers. The committee is concerned that Hong Kong does not have an appropriate legal framework governing the granting of asylum and the protection of refugees. As an upshot of this, asylum seekers are subject to domestic immigration laws, and this places them in a position of extreme vulnerability. Hong Kong, China currently adopts a unified screening mechanism in which the Immigration Department and the Torture Complaints Board review applications for protection from expulsion, refoulement, or extradition in a procedure that only assesses non-refoulement and which results in protection being granted on purely humanitarian grounds, which does in no way regularize the immigration status of these categories of persons. These persons are, as a result, prohibited from working, even when they have corroborated applications and even when they're in Hong Kong under refugee status, except in some cases where the Immigration Department exercises discretionary powers to grant a work permit valid for 6 months, subject or with the option of renewal. The committee is aware that a legal challenge to this procedure, to the situation before the Court of Appeals went ahead, but that it was unsuccessful. Not being entitled to work, applicants are entirely dependent on the government's humanitarian assistance program. But according to the information received, the level of coverage available to them under said program does not meet basic needs. In light of the aforementioned, the delegation is requested to provide details on the process that is followed for granting an alternative immigration status to refugees in order to allow them to remain legally in Hong Kong, China until the end of the process and to facilitate their access to legal work. Is it possible for the Immigration Department to exercise more discretion in the processing of work permits? Could the delegation also please provide statistics on the number of applications for legal aid and the number of persons benefiting from this assistance?